The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
You dropped a bomb on me. No, you dropped a bomb on me. Great morning, Grinders. Man, let me tell y'all something. I'm super pumped up and excited this morning about this show. You know, we're going to call this, this is a throwback Thursday show. I know y'all saw, you know, y'all heard the Gap Band. You know, you drop a bomb on me or you drop the bomb on me. I think it's the actual name of the song is You Drop a Bomb on Me. But, you know, we turned it into You Drop the Bomb on Me. But, you know, this is a special show to me because it's the last show in a segment and the vision that that I have. And we're going to move forward from here. And so, you know, if you're on the show this morning, you know, call somebody up right now and tell them, you know what, you're going to want to jump on the grind because we're going to talk about something in between these songs because I want to play some songs for you guys. I want to take you back a little bit. I want to take you back a little bit because I believe everything evolves. And as everything evolves, we have to figure out where we fit into it. So the only thing we know to do is focus on where we want to be, right? So in everything that we do, everything that we really want to do, it requires us to focus. So our focus is really a part of where we're going to, what we're really going to be focusing on and talking about as we move forward on the grind. This is like kind of stage two here for the grind. And you know, the history of the grind is pretty amazing because this show was really a brainchild of mine back, you know, years and years and years ago. And I procrastinated with it for a long time. And we know that, you know, when you say the word procrastinated, it really means it really wasn't important to you, you know. But this is one of those things that stayed in the back of my mind. And I allowed the little voice on my shoulder to say, nah, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, it's not going to be received or, you know, nobody wants to hear from you and yada, yada, yada. You know, all the little things that that little voice says, the bad voice, you know, on your shoulder. The moment you get an idea is when the good voice kicks in and says, yeah, great. And then that little bad voice kicks in right after that and says, ah, don't do it. It's not going to work. And a lot of times we listen to that little good voice. But why? We listen because we don't know where it's going. We can't see past the inception. So that's why it requires vision. It requires for you to see past the start all the way down to the finish, where you want it to actually be, as far as you can see. But it requires focus. You have to focus on what you really want. And at that time, I wasn't really focusing on what I really wanted or how I was going to get the message out there about the grind, because we all have that grind, right? And it's not a matter of skill set, but it's a matter of mindset. And we're talking about bridging gaps and things of that nature. There are a lot of people out there with a lot of real problems. Or I don't want to call them problems. I want to call them issues. I want to call them challenges, you know, because we all have them. There's no secret, you know, and there's some gaps that need to be bridged. And I wanted to put together a show by which we can all come on. We can all talk about, you know, bridging different gaps, things that people go through. I mean, practically, not just giving you a cliche here and there to make you feel good, to motivate you, because motivation only lasts for a moment. All right. Motivation only lasts for a moment. When you get out of that moment, then now it's going to require some consistency, some commitment, some mindset. So, you know, we're moving into a phase that we call mastering the mindset, mastering your mindset. In order to do that, you're going to definitely have to focus. And I remember talking to my best friend about this show 7 months ago, right at just before it really, really started, when I made up my mind that I was really going to commit and be consistent and do this. You know, I talked to him about it and, you know, we had a great conversation. You know, he's a visionary. I'm a visionary. And I think about, you know, I'm throwing out all of these ideas to him and he can tell that the level of passion and excitement and commitment is there. You know, so it's finally time, you know, so we're both bouncing things off of one another. And, you know, one of the main things I said is that, you know, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew. I want to take this slow. I want, you know, because I believe that where God leads, he provides. So I want to take this, you know, not so much as slow, but I want to take it, you know, at a pace to where it's going to be done and it's going to help people. Right. So 7 months ago, we talked about that. We talked about the vision. We talked about the content. And you know, one of the things that, I was really, you know, intent on putting out there is that, you know, this show has to constantly evolve, and it has to constantly move into different realms with the same message. And it has to have the same baseline to where you're bridging gaps, you're helping people, and it's a practical show. It's unscripted. You know, you can go in any direction you want to go. And that's the way I wanted it, because I believe for me, freedom is key. I don't like to be put in a box. I don't have anything against structure. Structure is great. We all need structure. We got to get up in the morning. We got to do certain things. You know, that's our routine, the habits that we create. That's the structure that I love. But I don't want to be put in someone else's box to do what they want me to do, to accomplish and achieve what they want me to accomplish. I need to have some skin in the game, right? So freedom is really what I value. And everybody has a different system of value. Your freedom may not be that important to you on the level that it is to me. Everybody wants to be free, but you know, I want to be free to exercise, you know, the things that I want to do, my creativity. And I don't want to have to listen to somebody telling me that you can't do this or you can't do that, because I don't really believe in that four-letter word. That's why I say this is an unscripted show. You know, I say we're raw, but we're very tasteful. So, you know, everything is done with the spirit of excellence. And, you know, I want to go back a little bit, because I think we all have to know where we came from, you know, in order to keep ourselves humble. And we all need to know where we're going in order to keep ourselves motivated and fed and to keep ourselves committed to where we are. But we have to know where we came from. And we have to always keep in mind the people that helped us get where we are. You know, they may not be a part of your overall focus on your platform as you're moving forward. But, you know, there's always those people. There's always those situations that helped you get to where you are from level to level. And two of the things that we're focusing on now is really focus and mastering your mindset. And that's where we're going to start moving into next week. I'm not going to give a lot of that away, you know, right now, you know, so definitely tell somebody to start chiming in on Tuesday of next week, you know, for that entire series and a whole new different way of doing things here, you know, on the grind. So guys, if you're, you know, enjoying the grind, if you're, you know, you've been with me and for, you know, from the inception of the show, and or you just chimed in here lately and you're liking what you're hearing, you know, shoot me an email. Take a little time out of your busy schedule, you know, and shoot me an email at thegrind04@gmail.com. And just, you know, tell me if you're excited about the show, if you're, you know, things that you may not like about the show. I'm okay, because this is an unscripted show, the realest show ever, right? So you can be real. You can say what it is you feel. I'd much rather you say what you feel than sugarcoat it, because I believe in sometimes you may have to slightly hurt someone's feelings in order to keep from harming their future. So, you know, guys, send me an email on the grind and tell me exactly what you think about the show. But I want to bounce back a little bit today, and I want to concentrate on focus. And I don't want us to say we got to focus on what happened in the past. You remember what happened in the past, because it helps, you know, keep you humble if you know where you came from. All right. But, you know, there are some things that happen, you know, in everyone's lives, and they require you to focus. And you know, relationships may be a part of that. You know, I dropped a song on you guys called, you know, You Dropped the Bomb on Me. And that song was talking about, you know, the Gap Band was talking about a young lady, you know, that dropped a bomb on him. And he, at that point in time, was a point of focus for him, you know. And I went back, you know, a little far on you guys. And I want to go back even a little further for all of you on the line that, you know, may be of my older and more seasoned generation, you know. So I want to drop a song on you guys. And, you know, for those of you that are young, you're on the line, you know what? Deal with it. Man, that's a little Al Green. Some of y'all more seasoned people on the line this morning. You guys are really digging that song right now. And, you know, we used to say some words back in the day. I'm about telling my age now, you know, but really it wasn't really my words. These are words that people like my mom and dad, you know, maybe your mom and dad used to say, you know, say stuff like, you know, you dig, you know, or, you know, man, that's the grease right there. You know, that was one of Tina Turner's, you know, famous sayings. But, you know, man, when you look back on where music really came from, you know, you start to appreciate the pioneers of it all. You know, you start to, you know, be humble and you start to realize that, you know what, man, I didn't create this stuff. I just kind of like jumped in and helped to perpetuate an art, you know, for something that's already moving in the right direction. And that's what we always want to be on, you know, on the boat, you know, moving in the right direction, you know. And when we talk about focusing, yeah, we don't focus on the past, but we remember to keep us humble. But when you focus on something, you really, really want it, or you don't really want something, you know, until you really start focusing on it, you know. So the center of your interest or activity, that's what focus means. You know, when it's an act of concentrating, when you really want something, it's like a episode we did, a show we did called Burn the Boat. You know, when you really want something, right? Like in a relationship, let's take that in a relationship, because this is Thursday. Some Thursdays we talk about, you know, relationships and the songs that we're playing, you know, you hear all have a kind of a love type, you know, essence to them. And really all of them, they have a love type essence to them. And that's when we love to say that, man, music was pure back then. You know, people got their point across without a whole bunch of cursing and a whole bunch of, you know, craziness. You know, it was just plain words and people could understand what was being said. There were no smoke signals. It was just boom, this is who I am. And this is exactly what I mean. You know, as Tina Turner would say, you know, the grease. You dig? So this is what, you know, this is what we gotta really focus on, you know, this day and age. And, you know, we have to get back to, you know, having a clear and concise message, being practical with what we do and helping people to move forward or to set the example by which somebody else can see and somebody else can say, you know what, I want to do that or I want to be like that. You know, but the line has gotten all blurred. And that's what happens when you decide you want to be successful in something or you want to focus on something. It tends to get a little blurry and you have to bring it back into focus. And in relationships, man, we start out with great intentions, right? We start out, there is no, there's no burn the boat. You know, remember, ladies, well, there is a burn the boat, but remember, ladies, when you first met, you know, your husband, you know, or you know, remember, you know, or guys, when you first met your wife, man, there was a tremendous amount of focus. There was no escape plan at that moment. All you knew is that I had to have that. I got to get that. You know, and you're looking at her, you're looking at him, and you're saying, man, you're not really looking past that moment. You just want to be with that person, you know. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's not, you know, that's not love, because love develops as time goes on, as you spend time with a person. You know, that's you focusing on what you see or what you hear. And as you spend more time with that person, you start to fall in love with that person. But there's that initial that you're focusing on with that person. And man, there's no escape plan. You know, here's the sad part. You know, we did a show back talking about relationships, and we talked about, you know, one of the reasons why Pam and I have been married for 28 years is because we never had an escape clause. There was no escape plan. We were always in it to win it, right? There was never, you know, just in case this don't go right, let me get, you know, a prenup. You know, we didn't have two nickels to rub together, but, you know, so it was purely love. She definitely didn't marry me for the money, and I didn't marry her for the money. You know, so we were attracted to one another physically and mentally, and the love developed from there, right? So that's how the whole thing kicks in. But, you know, when we talk about, you know, not having an escape clause, that what happens is people go into relationships and they have these escape clauses, and they don't happen until you start talking about that one word. When you start talking about marriage, you start, the reality starts to set in. You start talking about, wow, you know, well, I got to be with this person for the rest of my life. What if this doesn't work? See, now you're starting to lose your focus, because when you have extreme intent, extreme focus on doing something, you're not thinking about failure. You're not thinking about, you know, what if. So you're in that thing, and your focus has to be on that person and building a life. And when the closer you get to that little marriage thing, is when that burn the boat mentality kind of goes away, and you're looking for the escape route, and you keep that thing tied up, you know, and you're like, just in case, you know, he starts acting crazy, or just in case she starts acting crazy, man, I gotta have me an escape clause. So, you know, man, the relationships are amazing, but I'm looking at relationships back in the day. Yeah, they all have their problems, man. Relationships all have their problems. And I want to talk about a couple things, you know, after this song, man, but it's all about, one's about focus and one's about deception. And you know, one thing that we do on this show is we keep it real. And we keep it real as 100. There's a ton of freedom on this show, and it's tasteful freedom. But, man, we want to talk about some stuff that's going to help bridge some gaps. But, you know, we talk about staying together. And you know, Al Green was just talking about, let's stay together. And there, back in the day, there was a lot of drama that went on back in the day, too. And there's no era, no genre that's really drama-free. So that happened. So that's why they talked a lot about staying together and getting back together, you know. And, you know, let's stand back up a little bit, fast forward a little bit, you know, and let's put some marriages back together. Let's put some relationships back together.
We're going to put some people back together today. Somebody gonna thank me after this song.
Girl, I apologize, I'm to blame, and I can't sympathize with your pain. If I could, I'd make it go away, but I can't. So I concentrate on more realistic things, like questioning, is there anything here worth salvaging?
Is it over?
How do we go about deciding? Do we add up all the good times and divide them? Do we just ignore the numbers and buy right now? But nothing on the stage is one day.
got no reasons why, not even one. I pray to God what seems like every morning for the sun to shine on us just one more time. And let me hold you in my arms and we just cry.
Together. Man, you got to know where you came from in order to know where you're going, man. You got to stay humble in where you are so that you don't get too cocky and people can't stand to be around you, right? Man, we're talking about focus today. We're talking about mastering your mindset, just giving you guys a prelude to the kiss on the series that we're going to be starting, you know, next week, man. I'm super excited about that. You know, hopefully you guys are digging the music. You know, yeah, I'm changing my vernacular a little bit. You know, hope you guys are digging the music. You know I am, man. I love Life Jennings. I love to hear, you know, music like that, because sometimes we, you know, we lack that focus that we had in the very beginning of our relationships. And that focus kind of gets a little out of whack, a little out of focus, you know, as different situations happen, because life does happen, right? It happens. And as we start to get familiar with being around one another, you know, then kids start to come into play and you know, things start to really, you know, shape themselves up into you guys having more than just a husband and wife family. Now you've got kids. You know, you may be going through something right now that, you know, maybe you and your significant other or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you guys may be on bad terms, and it just may all just be a lack of clear and concise communication. You know, what do you want? What does she want? You know, so, you know, I love, you know, the fact that, you know, I listen to this song and I listen to Al Green and, you know, and people all do their fair share of dirt and things of that nature, you know, but the message was concise. They humbled themselves and they came back and they're like, you know, let's stay together. You know, I know I did some stuff. I know you did some stuff, you know, man, let's bridge this gap and let's get together, because, you know, the love is there. You know, once you truly love somebody, you really can't really stop loving them, you know? So, you know, man, we're moving, we lack that focus because it gets a little blurry and then we have to refocus ourselves. So, you know, that means we have to realize that, you know, what is it that we need to do to get back into the swing of things? Well, I firmly believe that how you started something and how you build something is how you have to maintain it. So if you started something off and it was all about the money, then it's going to take money to keep you there. if you started something off and it was just all about the, you know, the initial attraction, and then it developed into a true love, then that love is what's going to maintain that relationship. So you got to get back to that. If you like that person because he or she was a little crazy, and then all of a sudden they kind of mellowed out and they weren't crazy anymore to your liking. So, you know, people are like that. So that means that you know, that person's going to have to either get back to being a little crazy again, or maybe switched around. Maybe that person was very calm and then they got a little crazy. You maybe got to go back to that very initial piece, that point of attraction, that POA, and figure out, okay, how do I get back to that? And, you know, you can talk about it all day long, but maybe you got to go back into that dating phase. Maybe you got to refocus yourself. Refocus, get the picture back in and look at the person and say, you know what? I do love you. I love you. And I know, you know, I know where we came from. Look at all that we've accomplished. Look at all that we've accomplished. Yeah, you may have, you know, there's some gray hairs here and some gray hairs there. There may be a few pounds here, a few pounds there, and that's on both sides. But man, the person that I fell in love with is in there. You know, so it's still there. So just like we built this relationship, we can rebuild this relationship on the right stuff, right? So man, go back and bridge that gap. Figure out where the wheel started to shake and wobble a little bit, and go fix it, right? Because you can't just put a Band-Aid on it for the rest of your life. You'll be living in that shoulda, coulda, woulda, and that hindsight stuff, it hurts. So put that Band-Aid, you know, away, man, and go back and talk about what the real issues are, and so that you can really, really, truly move forward, you know. And so, you know, focus, man, is an amazing thing. If you focus on something, then, man, generally, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. And love definitely does change you. It changes who you are. It changes how you act. And people say, you know, everybody can change. And I believe that everybody can change, because love really does change people. And you know, one of the people I've been following, you know, I follow, you know, this guy's career, you know, a little bit, because, you know, I think that he was a phenomenal talent, you know. I mean, this guy's super talented. No matter what you hear about him or people say, you know, no matter what you hear about people in general, man, there's always a person in there. Always a person in there, and you have to respect the fact that that person, you know, goes through things just like you do, you know. But this guy's a phenomenal talent, you know. I love his music, you know. I mean, he's evolving just like everybody else, but you know, him and this young lady, you know, they put together this song, man, and I love it. And you know, understand that, you know, love definitely changes, man, and you have to figure out what the change is, good or bad. And you know, guys, get back on the same sheet of music, guys. Listen to this song.
Yeah, you know, Mary, these past couple of years, I've been going through some changes, good and bad. But you know what? At the end of it, it's still all love, girl. Yeah.
Oh,
get back to the basics. I want to get back to loving.
Get back to hugging.
Get back to caring.
Get back to sharing.
Get back to understanding.
Everything we do.
Get back to even teaching.
Teach me, please.
Get back to loving your woman.
Get back to loving your man.
Get back to cooking for your man.
Whenever you hungry, baby.
Change it.
Somebody that snuck in the studio, you know, in
here.
Make
that joyful noise this morning.
Joyful noise, joyful noise. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed that song, man. You know, I love that guy, Jamie Foxx, you know, Mary J. Blige, you know, phenomenal talents, you know, and love definitely does change, man. Love changes you, you know, it changes who you are, it changes how you feel about life. You know, if you have that special someone, you know, then, you know, man, always tell that person that you love them. You know, not only tell them, but, you know, show them that you love them. For those of you that, you know, you may not have, you know, that special person in your life. I know some of you are grabbing yourselves and you're hugging and say, man, I love this song, you know, and of course, man, love you, you know. So, you know, as I'm going to tell you right now, focus is an amazing thing. I was watching, you know, I love movies. I'm not a sitcom guy, but I love movies and, you know, I watched the movie some time back, and it was had my man in it, Will Smith, and he was, I think he's a phenomenal talent. But the name of the movie was Focus, and it came to mind here a few minutes ago, and I know, this guy, he actually was a master con artist, and he trained a group of people to do to basically make people believe anything. So, you know, that's kind of in line with the 48 laws of power, which it's like the Return of the Jedi. If you use your powers for wrong, then, you know, karma is going to come back and bite you in the butt, you know, but, you know, they were using their powers for wrong, you know, and focus was that you have to focus. If you lose your focus, things start to happen. And if you remember, for those of you that saw the movie, you know, he put a great deal of time and a great deal of focus on getting people to focus on exactly what he wanted them to focus on. And not only that, he was able to get people to lose focus, which allowed him to intensify his focus so he can do what he wanted to do. So when you don't focus on something, you lose it. Like in this case, in the movies, people were losing their possessions, their watches, their wallets, their money, everything, because he caused them, or he made them lose focus, therefore, and he was focusing. So if you're the only one in the room and you're focusing, then that means you're probably going to be, you know, the most looked at person or the most successful person in the room because you're focusing and everyone else is focusing. So, you know, he was able in this movie, which was, I think it was amazing. And I know this is just a movie, but, you know, it's a lot like real life. But he was able to subliminally make this one guy focus on one number all day. Subliminal things that, you know, he was putting in this guy's path, and it was one number. And the number this guy's seeing it all day, and it was all for a master plan for him to basically get him to he was going to lose all of his money to this guy, and then he was going to, you know, bet him double or nothing, and to some crazy bet that the guy would think was crazy, and basically get all his money back. And it worked. So the subliminal focus all day that he put on this guy caused him to choose the number that he wanted him to choose. So therefore, you know, he won. So focus is an amazing thing, and focus can propel you into higher levels, and the lack of focus can basically decelerate you or cause you to go backwards. You know, so, you know, focus and mastering your mindset, you know, is what we want to really start to focus on, you know, moving forward. I'm going to talk about something that's very deceptive here in a moment. See if I got enough time. I want to play another song for you guys. And, you know, because this is Throwback Thursday, I want to play something hot, but I want to make sure that, you know, here's what I want to say. You guys, man, don't get so caught up in the politics of things. Being super concerned about every little bitty detail, and not just your details, but somebody else's details. You know, we get so concerned about, you know, what this person's doing, what that person's doing, is that we forget to live. Sometimes we forget to focus on the things that are in our lives. We forget to focus on the stuff that we need to have to move us forward. And man, your life is always too short. So man, let's just focus on what we have. And you know, there's a moment in your life, man, where you know, everybody needs to be a little stingy. You know, you need to figure out what is it that I want, and let me get something that I want. And in turn, you know, you're going to bless somebody else, because when you get enough of what it is that you want, you're helping people get what they want. Yeah. But there's a time in your life, man, where you got to be stingy, especially in your relationship. You know, you got to know that this person is for me, and this is mine. And it refocuses you. And I love this guy here. He's been around for a while, but you know, a little more modern, but you know, see what Mr. Genuine has. Hey, hey.
You know what, baby? Hey, hey. I need to tell you something. Damn. Something very important. You know? I want you to take this time out and just listen.
Cause my heart's in it when I say
you got me strung out. I don't know and I can't call it, but whatever it is, you got it.
Nothing
without a doubt, yeah. Never been the one to cling, and I don't like to be needed,
but now
I guess that's all changed. That's why I get mad at your phones, cause I don't want you to go.
Nothing,
I want you to stay.
Keep you
all to me. Oh, yes, I do.
Cause you always try to
beg,
you'll
be only one.
joking, you got me right where you want me to be. I just hope you feel the same, cause I don't want nothing to change. This is where I wanna be.
Stingy, man. Be a little stingy. They like that. They like that. Man, look, real quick, ain't got much time, but I wanted to definitely talk about something really quick, man. I called it deception earlier, but, you know, but it is deception. And on the show, I was laughing last night because, you know, we got back in, we were checking, you know, yesterday we were checking the power and everything. And the TV was on in the room, and I walked in and I was sitting there and I heard this show on. The show's called Catfish, and you know I started to turn it off, and I said, wow, this is funny, you know. And I can see how people can get caught up, you know, in this stuff because they put a lot into the show. You know, it's a show, you know, and it's a reality show. So there's a lot of dramatics involved and a lot of stuff that may not be real. But, you know, this show Catfish was funny to me, and I was laughing the whole time because there was a lot of deception in it, you know. And almost every time, you know, the person I only watched one, and then it just spawned into more and more episodes. But the person was, you know, was online and was talking to a person, and in a nutshell, it was just not who they said they were online. And when they met the person was, you know, definitely not the person visually that they had online. But what I loved is that, you know, the guy didn't get angry to a point to where he was just like, you know what, this is crazy, this is stupid, you know, I hate this, you know, I hate you, you know. It wasn't the show itself that intrigued me, it was his response that intrigued me. It's not that he looked at her and said she's not what she presented herself to be. He looked at her and said that there's a problem, because obviously there was some deception there. So she didn't really want to be doing what she was doing, but she said she was addicted to it. And if you're addicted to something, and guys, if anybody in the line has ever been addicted to something, you know, it's really pretty much something that you do because there's something else missing or something that you want to cover up or something you want to escape from. As I've heard it said before, people don't drink because they want to get drunk. People drink because they want to escape reality. And it was the same thing with her. She was doing what she was doing, or catfishing as they call it, because she didn't feel adequate enough for herself. And a guy took the time out to say, you know what, I still want to be your friend because I want to help you. And she was, you know, she had this facade up on the outside, like, you know, I'm going to keep doing this. You know, and it was her defense mechanism. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep doing this because it makes me feel good. But he was able to look past her defense mechanism, duck around it or jump over top of it or penetrate it and see that, you know what, there was really something lacking. It was her self-esteem. It was her feeling of belonging that was lacking. She just really needed somebody, a man of some, a man, because she had female friends. She needed a man to come in and tell her that, you know what, you are worth it. You are enough, you know, and let's work on getting you to where you can be so that, you know, you feel that you are yourself. It's not enough for me to tell you that. You have to feel that. And she started, you started to see that the waterworks to come in, the her eyes started to swell up with tears. And she's like, you know, and I can see the words through her mind. No, she's saying this stuff. Nobody's ever took the time. Nobody's ever took the time to do that. And she was just so, I mean, she was so happy that somebody took the time to really say, you know what, I'm going to be there for you. We can still talk, you know, and I want to still be your friend. She had been doing that for 6 years. 6 years. So man, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that deception piece. But, you know, and you know, if you are, you know, who you are, then be who you are. Don't compromise yourself to a level that you're not who you want to be. You're not who you started off being. You've changed into something that you're not happy with. So, man, have a level of freedom in your life. I don't care if you're in a relationship or not. Be the person that you feel comfortable being. That may cost you something. It may cost you something, but you got to be willing to take the hits if you're willing to have the life that you want to have or the life that you deserve. You know, so I want to play one more song, guys. You know, and you know, I wanted to play a lot more, but nonetheless, you know, stick with it, man. Stick with it. I love this dude right here. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, I listened to a lot of his music, but, you know, but this is another group called the Pussycat Dolls and, you know, with my man Yvonne. Check it out. Stick with it. Or stick with you. Stick with it. Stick with you. Guys, that's not just in relationships. That's with people in your circle. Find the people that make you feel better. Find the people that are for you, you know, and those are the people that you need to stick with. All right. You don't have to have a huge following, a huge circle. But guys, that nucleus of what you do and who you are, guys, and how you move everything forward, how you evolve, you know, is what you need to find. And once you find people that are for you and they love you, and they want the best for you, then that's what you stick with, guys. So, you know, my time is up, guys. Thank you for chiming into the grind. You know, this show is going to happen again on Tuesday, guys. We're going to start our Focus Master Your Mindset, you know, series, guys, and really get high and heavy. So tell somebody about the grind, guys. Chime in on Tuesday, bright and early. Go email me, thegrind04@gmail.com, thegrind04@gmail.com, guys. A little Avant, 4 minutes. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Slow down. Listen, give me 10 minutes. Well, give me 5 minutes. All right, but before you leave, I just need these last 4 minutes.
Pardon me if I'm talking fast and stumbling all over my words. I heard you were leaving town. I thought I'd be the one to know first. If you have a minute, let me talk to you and see what's going on. Don't say it's nothing when there's gotta be something that's gone wrong. Now let me explain, but I don't know what to say, cause I don't know what the hell happened. I come in the house to try to work it out, and all you're doing is packing. Close your suitcase, let me think straight, damn, what could be the reason? Baby, talk to me, I'm almost out of time.
I only got 4 minutes.
You my last.